We'd like to welcome each and every individual to Legacy Partners and Mastermind Seminars. My name is Elise, and I will be your co-coach and facilitator along with Alan Stein. And so if you do have any questions, feel free to connect with the individual who invited you or call toll-free at 888-230-2300 or the U.S.-based number at 630-393-9909. There will also be a special gift offering at the end of today's session, so you'll definitely want to stick around for that. So we'll dive right in. And Alan, what would you like to accomplish today?
Well, I think our team is preparing for the to go to Chicago, and I think they've got a lot of questions, a lot of things to go over, so I'm just going to turn it over to them.
Okay. Well, I see that Nicole has joined us. So, Nicole, you and I had a chance talk a little bit yesterday, but why don't we kind of go over that a little bit, and you can share any questions you have, and we'll go from there.
Okay, so I know two of my group members really have very limited ideas of really what things mean and things like that. Could you sort of give some background as to, the importance of why we incorporate, these three, the personalities, the 530 grid, and the natural laws, why they're important and why we use them?
Sure. First off, with the personality masteries, it's important to not only understand your own personality, but then the personality of those that you are talking to and working with. That helps with sales, that helps with servicing a client, and then obviously being able to maintain a client as well as a client for life. The 530 grid, that is the outline that we use, the engine to run your business. So in particular, as you're aware too, that golden triangle for really bringing in a lot of business. So that's really important as well. And then the natural laws. One thing that I have learned a lot about the natural laws is for people who are really new to this idea, I think it's really easy for them to think, well, I have really no idea what you're talking about. I don't really know if I trust or believe you. But when you are able to share a concept with them and you have a name for that concept, I think they pay attention a little bit more and think, wow, well, I think that they actually know what they're talking about. So that's another great way to relate to people in using the natural laws. Nicole, who is leading up each segment for October?
I'm sorry?
Who's leading up each segment for October?
Jennifer will be doing personality masteries. Scott will be doing the 530 grid. And Tom will be doing the natural laws.
Okay. Let's see. And do you know if either of those three will be joining us?
I'm here, Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer. How are you?
Good.
Okay. And I'm not sure about the other two.
I'm here.
Hi, Patrick.
And this is Tim Langenberg from Burlington, Washington.
Good morning.
Tim, this is Mark Boersma. Great to have you on today.
Hi, Mark. How are you doing? Good morning.
Good morning.
It is morning indeed. Here it's 5:30.
A great way to start out your Saturday.
Mark, do you have any thoughts for the Tanglewood team just as they're prepping for October? And in particular, like Nicole had just asked, the importance of each of the team members knowing why we need DNA for people, business, and life.
Yeah, probably more questions than thoughts. So Nicole has Chicago Team 1 and Chicago Team 2. those that have led each of the, you know, those, have they talked to the team three? And, you know, like in flawless execution, talk about a debrief. Have team, those that led in team one and two, have they downloaded everything, Nicole, into team three?
What I did was I took things from debriefs from group one and group two. I put them together and said, okay, what are the main opportunities we want to solve with group three going out? And then looked at those and said, okay, you know, how do we want to incorporate them with group three? How do we want to turn them into wins? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, no. Like in sticky messages, you went through that course, right?
Yeah.
And in that, we learned about the curse of knowledge, right?
Yeah.
And so when you have a system that's as strong and powerful as the boss, and you have a process that ramps people up in the most spectacular, fast way, you better have, like, the best students, you know, on the planet playing in that world, because otherwise they're going to miss key things. And so, like, what you're doing is you're kind of jumping to the end, and because, like, you went ahead and have taken a lot of courses, and you've had a lot of connections, so you have a massive, massive amount of unconscious competence, or you have a huge curse of knowledge. Like, you don't know how much you know. Does that make sense?
I think so.
And so, and then, to compound that issue, you know, you're a young woman. And so people will discount you and say, well, she's a young woman. What does she know? And so they're not gonna pay attention to you. They're not gonna listen attentively to you. They're not gonna realize how much you know. And so, you know, when you go ahead and set up like a driving force, what you wanna accomplish and those type of things, it's like this new group, you know, is not going to have the knowledge you have, the experience you have. They haven't gone through the courses that you've gone through. They haven't even gone through. So have all of the new people just totally absorbed, you know, Alan and Danny's, you know, and Zaire's and Abigail's book, being the best student on the planet and everything. Have they really absorbed that and embraced that? Well, let me just ask, have they even read?
I don't think
one of us has.
Okay, cool. Who is that?
Jennifer.
So, Jennifer, do you know if the others have done what you've done?
I know that they have not done what we've done yet.
Okay. And so, do you know if they've read the book, the six chapters?
I know that they have not yet. I know we're going to send it to them. We just found out who they were this week.
Okay, gotcha. So do you understand that them engaging quickly, in that, on how important that is to the overall success of being able to accomplish what you want to accomplish?
I do.
Okay, do you understand, this is what I just named the principle this last week, actually, and it's called the SWAT sharpshooter principle. And so it's whoever has the best shot takes it. So if you have a SWAT, you have a hostage situation, a terrorist situation, you have five snipers, you know, who's got the best shot? Do you understand in this situation that you have a better shot than anybody else, better than Nicole, better than myself, better than Alan, you know, better, you know, do you understand you have the best shot?
at getting them on track? Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Yes, I do.
Okay. So that's awesome. That's shocking to me that you would know that. I'm like, man, wow. I'm really impressed now with you and the team and everything. Why are you the one that has the best shot?
I'm in the same boat as they are perception-wise. I've never gone, they've never gone, so that we can work together and do this team-wise. So I can explain to them that, hey, I didn't know this, they all knew this, I now read this information, and it's going to help me. So let me pass it on to you to help you do really well when we go.
Wow. So Nicole, are you tracking all of this?
You know I am.
Well, I don't. Otherwise, I wouldn't have asked because I wouldn't waste time. I just want to make sure. So when you're giving somebody a mission to accomplish, here's the mission of what we're going to accomplish. We have to erase all of our curse of knowledge. We've got to go in thinking like those that are involved are thinking and saying, they don't know this. How do I go ahead and get them to know that knowledge? So if Jennifer's got that piece covered, you know, you just want to, how do I ramp them up really, really fast? And how do I help them to see things that group one and group two didn't see? Like this last event, has anybody on the call watched the video from the last month's event?
Yeah, I watched it.
Is this Patrick?
It is, yeah.
Okay. Does anyone, is anybody thinking what I'm thinking right now?
You don't want a repeat of that?
The first thing that comes to mind, I'm like, no, I want to repeat that again. I want to see that again. I mean, if I learned so much the first time around, I wasn't even paying attention. This time, I can't even imagine it. No, what I was thinking is, why did Pat, did anybody else watch it? I'm surprised that Patrick watched it. I'm like, really? Somebody actually listened to me? I said it was the best event ever, but for totally different reasons. I'm like, so normally people just don't listen to me, and I've just kind of grown accustomed to it. So I'm like, huh, I wonder if anybody listened to me, and Patrick did. I'm like, so Patrick, why in the world do you listen? Why did you listen to me, and why did you watch it?
Well, the way you explained it, it just sounded interesting. I was curious, really, for that point. I don't know. I mean, and I guess part of it was you said there's stuff to learn. I think I apply that the same way when, you know, we have the bigger mistakes we have just in our company. I look at that as, wow, we have tons of things that we can now learn from that. Whereas if we don't make any mistakes, or very few, there's very little to learn. It's not very exciting.
So if you were the owner of Tanglewood, how might you think a little different about that situation?
With, as far as the video or the company?
Yes.
Well, as far as both, I think as I would and probably as the owner would, you prefer that things go absolutely perfect because you're going to make a whole lot more money. The question is how do you get to perfection? And if you're already not perfect, if you want to learn faster, then how do you speed up that learning and people taking action? And there has to be a good reason to do it. So you can stay, and I guess I would say stay in a where you think you're good and you only make a few mistakes. How do you ramp that up to being great very quickly?
Okay. I'm thinking here. I'm trying to process. If anybody wants to come in and interrupt me, I obviously don't know what I'm doing here very well. So when you, how old's your oldest one, Patrick?
Nine.
Okay, so you just have another, 7 years. So in going forward in 7 years, okay, what are you going to experience in 7 years that you're not experiencing now?
Well, I'll be experiencing her having boyfriends and making probably lots of mistakes and, her getting, learning to drive and, all sorts of very scary things.
Okay, cool. So do you think that you will have a different, do you think you'll be able to bring that perspective that you just shared to that situation?
I think it's going to be very hard. Why? Well, because you don't want to see your children make those mistakes. If you can help them with it, however, if you don't allow them to make any mistakes, then they might make much, much worse mistakes later on.
Okay. Can anybody, like my oldest is 28, my youngest is 15, does anybody see what I'm seeing here?
Maybe it's different when it's actually happening. Like in hindsight, you can see like calmly, oh, she's going to be learning to drive. She's going to be having boyfriends. This could be difficult. She's going to be making decisions. I want her to make some mistakes. You can look at it objectively now. But the second that it's happening and she comes home with the drug addict boyfriend and the this and the that and the other, you're going to react not as calmly as you might 7 years before.
Okay. Anybody else have thoughts?
Well, on the same line of what Jennifer was saying, I was thinking that you, based on how you taught Jonathan and how you're dealing with Tim, I'm assuming that it has changed in the way that you, I would think that it, I know for myself, things change as I grow and get better and learn and see things don't work. I adjust accordingly. Hopefully.
Okay. Man, that's interesting. Anybody else?
Well, I'm trying to process this all, Mark. Yeah, I got a lot of thoughts and feelings going through my head. You need to give people the opportunity, you need to give your kids the opportunity to make mistakes and grow. But on the other hand, if they're going to burn the house down or they're going to kill themselves or they're going to kill somebody else or they're going to kill you, yeah, I'm not so sure I was such a great parent.
So of all the different perspectives that were shared, which one's closest to what I'm thinking and feeling?
Alan.
Why?
That's a good question. I just know it. I don't know why. I'd like to know why. Can you tell me?
I think you have high social intelligence. he stopped asking for people's perspective at Alan, so Alan must be the one he's looking for.
Right there under my nose again.
I mean, I don't know. So that could be, you can tell a lot of things without telling. You just pay attention and say, huh, so I don't know if that was it. But as a parent, you intuitively know that one mistake that my child makes may cost them their life.
Yeah.
Like they may not get a second chance. They may not go ahead and get another. And so owning one's own company, you recognize. So I recognized that, I recognize that we've spent 3 years, and Kevin's one of the handful of people that have been there the whole 3 years. We've spent 3 years, and that one event, that one time, somebody's not paying attention, not listening, thinking that they know more than the founders know more. Their arrogance, their lack of discipline could have cost Kevin and I and others who have been part of this for 3 years. They could have wiped out the whole event. There might not be another event from it. And that individual hurt a lot of people because that individual back to teenage principle, overconfident in things you should be underconfident in, and underconfident in things that you should be, confident in. And so, I mean, the reason that I would embrace another one happening is that maybe the next one would kill it. And then I would have documentation of it's done, it's finished. You make one mistake in business, one mistake. I mean, out in Tanglewood, we have a great example. I mean, Life Masteries is going for a $22,000 grant, and somehow on the site, there's two things that connect back into something spiritual. And all of a sudden, I don't even know how they found them. I didn't even remember they were there. They probably haven't been used in over 10 years. And two little things put that whole grant at risk. It's like, it's a great learning experience. It's like all you have to do is one mistake, one miss, one error, one lack of judgment, one lack of follow-through, one attentiveness to detail. All it takes is one mistake, one error, one lack of judgment, and the entire future can be changed forever. And so once something happens, okay, once something happens, then it's good to take the perspective of, okay, I'm going to survive. How do I calmly respond to this situation? How do I go ahead and handle this situation because it's happened and there's nothing I can do to change that, so how do I make the best of the situation? But before the situation happens, it's like there's not flippancy like, they'll learn, it'll be okay. No, as the kid, little kids, little problem, big kids, big problems. Adult children, I don't even want to go into that. I mean, like really? And the same thing is true with a company. You may not get a second chance. And the people that often are the ones that make the error are not the ones that pay the price. I mean, if Alan or Nancy, or Patrick, or others in leadership make a poor choice, and it costs the company $1 million in lost revenue, lost opportunities, somebody's going to lose their job, or somebody's going to go ahead and not get a job, or kids at risk are not going to be helped. There's going to be some ramification of that choice. And, you know, Alan and Nancy and Patrick, they're not the ones that are going to pay. I mean, other than the recognition that they cost somebody a job, I mean, the seriousness of leadership, the seriousness of what we're doing is substantial. A few years back, somebody said, you know, I was coaching somebody in Action Vision, and somebody said, Mark, chill out. Man, you are so intense. It's not like somebody's going to die. And I thought about that very deeply. And a few days later, I said, in my world, people do die if I am not sharp. Why? Because the money that I can generate in profit, it has to be profit. You can't give away sales. The only money I can give away is profit, something in excess of the expenses that you that are generated. So if I don't make profit, I can't help the kids at risk. I can't go ahead and help Melissa travel all around the world and, you know, help stop child trafficking and help single moms, you know, out of prostitution. If I don't have profit, I don't have revenue, I don't have money to go ahead and give away, because you got to have profit to give money away. And so people are asleep and they don't understand the significance because it's not connected back into their life vision. So they don't treat life very seriously. Elise, is that what you were looking for, or am I just way off?
No, that's good. Thank you.
So we're just about finished, it looks like, with segment one. So I'm at my brother's right now, out in the D.C. area. He's got a beautiful home. I'm walking around the pool. There's a koi pond. I mean, I'm living the life. This is really exciting. Love to be on with each of you. We're going to finish up segment one. If you, Elise, is there anything else you wanted to accomplish?
No, I mean, just wanted to make sure we addressed the Tangled team and questions they had and best preparing them. So, unless they have any other questions.
Did Tanglewood team have any other questions?
Good.
Nicole, did that answer your question, or did I just go totally off track?
I think a mix of both. I got a little confused in the middle, but I think I can build off of that.
Cool. Cool. So we call it the Grandpa Chappelle principle. And Tom, you know, he's in his mid-60s, and he's reflecting back when he was a teenage boy, and his Grandpa Chappelle said to him, Tom, what I'm sharing with you right now may not make a lot of sense, may not seem to have a lot of value, but I'd encourage you to write it down, because it will have significance in the future. So for those of you that, you know, a little younger, maybe you don't have teenage children or adult children, or maybe you're not even married or don't have children, the things that we've talked about are far more than just business. They're about life. And if you write these things down, hide them in your heart, I'm telling you, what we're doing is far more, far, far, far more than just about business. Business is actually pretty easy compared to life. And so if you're listening to the rebroadcast of this, you have any questions on anything that was covered, feel free to connect with the individual who invited you to participate in today's session, or you can call toll-free 888-230-2300. That's 888-230-2300. Or if you're calling in outside the U.S., you can call the U.S.-based number at 630-393-9909. That's 630-393-9909. If you haven't had your complimentary 30-minute strategy session, it's a gift session to you. There's no cost. Very simple to do. Go to www.dnaforsuccess.com. That's www.dnaforsuccess.com. Go to examination And then free 30-minute strategy session, click on that, and that will go ahead and take you 3 minutes literally to fill that out, and then somebody from Legacy Partners will give you a call to do that. Go in expecting that your life will change forever, because it has for so many other individuals. And if you thought this session was good, wait until you get into the next session. And so if you're able to stick on, definitely want to do that, because the next session is how, next segment is how do you become the best student in the world in everything? And it's really the study of the young mind, the young child, in how they think and how quick they learn. Imagine if you and I could learn at the rate of a 1 or 2 or 3 year old. Imagine what our lives would be like. Imagine how much more likely we would be able to achieve our life vision, our full potential, if we had that, the mind of a child. And always remember, we can accomplish so much more together than we ever could on our own. God bless, and have an amazing day. Bye-bye.